Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 412 Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. A busy day today. Boy, what a weekend we just had.
Yes.
I need to tell you, Austin, that parade was amazing Saturday night.
It was.
It just absolutely is very cool to look back on. I was mentioning to you before, of course, WKRG televised the parade live. And if you go to their website, WKRG.com, and you can click on the parade, the very start of the parade, they have our units framed up for the very start of the parade. So you'll kind of get an idea in terms of what you missed if you were not down there. Yes, there were thousands of attendees on the streets. Look at the numbers here. 50 floats, 8 bands, thousands of people. Well, it was quite a night. In fact, it was the 42nd Christmas parade in downtown Pensacola. And one thing for sure, ran into Mayor Reeves just before the parade. And, man, he was very excited about this thing.
What a beautiful night tonight, and what a huge turnout. Man, this is amazing. And it's always great to see these familiar faces and all the kids lined up. And couldn't ask for a better night. And this is always a great memory for me and for Caroline, my 10-year-old. So it's been awesome.
It was great seeing the mayor on the streets. Also ran into Jimmy Patronis. Of course, he is running for that District 1 seat of Matt Gaetz. He was down there in the parade with his District 1 truck. He was pretty excited, but one thing he wanted to pass along, he's going to take care of the veterans if he's elected.
Again, I think we talk a good game when it comes to our veterans. I think everybody wants to look out for our veterans, but it's time we put our money where our mouth is. There is a sacrifice that has taken place. There's suicide rates that happen in the veterans population that's higher than anybody else that's standing on this street with us. And we don't do enough to give them the type of hope and feeling that their country that appreciates our freedom appreciate the sacrifice they made.
Okay, Patron is one of 10 Republican candidates seeking the nomination for the upcoming special election. There's also 4 write-in candidates and 1 Democrat in the running, Austin. Good night.
Alrighty. And President-elect Trump says Mexico and Canada are on notice over the border crisis. Speaking from his Mar-a-Lago residence in Palm Beach today, Trump criticized the Biden administration over reports that it's auctioning off pieces of the border wall. Trump touched on several subjects, adding that he's spoken to Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu, and he once again promised all hell will break loose if Hamas doesn't release the hostages before he takes office. Trump said he's a big believer in the polio vaccine, speaking to reports that Health and Human Services nominee RFK Jr. wants to revoke its approval. So he was talking about all kinds of things today.
Yeah, it was quite a presser. I was in on that one and got a chance to sit there and take in that whole thing. A lot of things surfaced out of that that presser, and I guarantee you, coming up this hour between 4 and 5 o'clock, I'm going to let you take a sneak peek into what President-elect Trump had to say. Stocks ending mixed today ahead of the Fed meeting this week. Hillary Parsky has the numbers.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week mixed, with the Dow falling and suffering its 8th straight session of losses as investors get in gear for the Fed's interest rate decision on Wednesday. Tech stocks were among the gainers today, boosting the tech-heavy NASDAQ, which hit an all-time high. Mega-cap tech stocks were mostly higher. Bitcoin reaching another record high, the world's biggest cryptocurrency, hovering around $106,000. The crypto has gained more than 50% since the election. The Dow winners today, Amazon, Microsoft, and Honeywell. The Dow declined, United Health Group, Amgen, and Chevron. The Dow down 111 points. The NASDAQ higher by 247. S&P 500 up 23. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Oops, sorry about that. Alrighty, 4:15 here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at the roads here, we do have a few issues that are looking worse than usual. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach is giving you some trouble. Also on Scenic Highway near the intersection with Olive Road, we've got some backups developing there. No confirmation of an accident or anything, though. And my goodness, on Highway 90, if you are traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard towards Glover Lane, we typically have problems in that area, but it is looking significantly worse as worse than what we would normally expect. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 70 degrees right now. It's going to be a low of 56 tonight, and it could be foggy this evening, so keep on the lookout for that. Tomorrow, high of 74, low of 58, and also Tuesday evening is going to have some fog for you.
Okay, Pensacola, really turned out the people and to pay tribute to vets across the Gulf Coast on Saturday at the Wreaths Across America Day. They really did flock to the to Barrancas. Officials say this was the largest Wreaths Across America event in the region, with more than 27,000 wreaths placed at headstones across the grounds aboard NAS Pensacola. And it was quite a Saturday for that event as well. Today, sad things coming out of Madison, Wisconsin. Officials now updating the latest information on a deadly school shooting. Fox's Grinnell Scott is there and has more.
The name of the student who opened fire at Abundant Life Christian School has not been officially released, but according to Police Chief Sean Barnes, the shots were fired in just one area of the campus. The two others who died
were a teacher and a teenage student.
Madison Mayor Sacha Rhodes Conway said no city leader wants this in their community. Now that it's in Madison, they must focus on the victims and their families and ensure
that we are doing whatever we can to support them and to help them heal.
A motive has not been revealed. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
All righty, 4:17 here. Let's see. Also wanted to touch on this because this is one of our top stories nationally. Lawmakers are still demanding answers about unknown drone activity that's been reported recently. Drones and mysterious lights have been reported in several states, including, of course, New Jersey, but also New York, Connecticut, California, and Oregon. Yesterday, Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas told ABC News' This Week that more personnel and technology will be used to help New Jersey State Police address the sightings. Last week, the White House said there is no evidence that the drones pose a national security or public safety threat. On Saturday, two Massachusetts men were arrested for allegedly flying a drone dangerously close to Boston's Logan International Airport.
You know, if you were to see the presser today, I mentioned to you President-elect Trump's presser from Mar-a-Lago earlier today. He summed it up a much more accurate than Mayorkas, let me tell you. Trump reacted to the mysterious drone sightings in New Jersey and Philadelphia, plus those other states that Austin just talked about. Fox's Nate Foy recaps the situation in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
President-elect Donald Trump did provide a little bit more pressure on the Biden administration. Remember on Friday, he said that they either need to start providing answers or shoot these drones down. Now at Mar-a-Lago, Trump said essentially that the government and President Biden know what's going on here, but won't tell the American people. Listen to this.
Our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment.
Trump declined to say if he had received an intelligence briefing on the drones. You see, this is impacting several states coast to coast, but New Jersey continues to be the center of the investigation.
All righty, 4:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, a new bill trying to end in-state tuition for undocumented college students in Florida. We got details behind that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Classes start January 10th. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey. Get your GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZERVAY.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
That's my timer letting me know that it's time to check the Slow Smoke Barbecue at Sonny's. It's also a reminder that it's time to book your holiday party or catering. We love to serve your business or organization a delicious prime rib to celebrate all your hard work with catering from our four locations serving the greater Pensacola area. We also have banquet rooms at our Navy Boulevard and 9th Avenue locations. And speaking of the holidays, give the gift of barbecue in a convenience of a gift card. Sweet and smoky ribs sure do make a mess of those Christmas stockings. Go to sonnysbarbecue.com to find your nearest location and all the details on our holiday catering services.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, at Barnes Feed Store.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Monday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. We appreciate that ride home. We were talking about the pressure that President-elect Trump held in West Palm Beach today. Well, you know, he included a lot of people in this, a lot of topics, from everything from the drones to Iran, you name it. Also, the indictment of New York City Mayor Eric Adams came under the microscope, and Trump called it unfair, suggesting he's open to pardoning the mayor on bribery and corruption charges. Boy, would this be a turnaround. Anyway, Donald Trump in Florida today.
I think that he was treated pretty unfairly. Now, I haven't seen the gravity of it all, but it seems, you know, like being upgraded in an airplane many years ago. I know probably everybody here has been upgraded. They see you're all stars, and they say, I want to upgrade that person from NBC. I'm going to upgrade him. And that would mean you'll spend the rest of your life in prison.
The guy just talks. 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Dr. C Vision Care. Wishing you the most festive of holiday seasons. For sunglasses and full vision services, it's Dr. C Vision Care on Highway 98 in West Pensacola. Looking at the roads here, man, a lot of backups on Highway 90. If you are traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard, heading towards Glover Lane, you're going to be backed up a pretty decent ways. Also have some issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards the Oriole Beach area, though that's starting to break up here early. And then we had some issues on Scenic Highway near Olive Road, but that has cleared out as well. As for the weather, Sitting at around 70 degrees here, low of 56 this evening, with some patchy fog here and there. Tomorrow going to be very similar. Sunny, high of 74, low of 58, and that'll be patchy fog in the evening as well.
I believe you were talking about Highway 90. That was up in the Milton area, right?
Yes.
Okay, and speaking of the city of Milton, they have temporarily closed the tennis and pickleball courts at the Matthews Tennis Complex. What they're doing up there is a lot of upgrades. The project will include resurfacing, painting, striping, and the addition of two new pickleball courts. The project costing about $140,000.
My goodness. And you know what? Since we're talking about just some of the Floridians, well, you were talking about tennis, pickleball, but that got me thinking about some of the courts at like UWF and Pensacola State. See how I made a segue here? Let's get to some of these college students in the state of Florida. A new bill trying to end in-state tuition for undocumented college students in the Sunshine State. The measure recently filed by Republican Senator Randy Fine would reverse a 2014 state law, potentially impacting thousands of people. Currently, young immigrants who grew up in Florida are able to qualify for DACA, D-A-C-A, that's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, which temporarily protects them from deportation and allows them to benefit from in-state tuition. Fine says he believes it's maybe time to stop giving illegal immigrants a reason to come to America. Meanwhile, Democratic State Representative Anna Eskimani says that it's important to stress that in-state tuition is being accessed by people who grew up in Florida and also pay taxes. Lawmakers are scheduled to return to Tallahassee for the next legislative session in March.
Okay, 427 News Radio 92.3. I guess we can kind of frame the new incoming Trump administration as a cost-saving administration. One thing that they're thinking about doing is privatizing the U.S. Postal Service. Jeff Flock has the story for us.
It's been a government agency that dates back to before the U.S. was founded, but it could be on the chopping block. He's apparently been talking with his incoming Commerce Secretary, Howard Lutnick, about how to do it. He says they shouldn't subsidize the Postal Service anymore. $9.5 billion last year, to be exact, $100 billion since 2007 in losses. And that's because volume has decreased. 44 billion pieces of first-class mail last year. That sounds like a lot, but it's the lowest since 1968. And the Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, on Capitol Hill, says he's getting tired of being blamed for this.
Wanted to touch on this as well, because this is kind of snowballs into a bigger issue. Chris, whenever we hear about school shootings or whatever, more recently we hear about talk with how the parents need to be held accountable. Not in all cases, but in some, depending on how the kid got the gun. Well, here's another reason that parents need to be protective of their firearms. A man facing charges after Miami-Dade County police say that his nephew accidentally shot himself. Derek Spence Jr. has temporary custody of the 10-year-old boy. The victim told investigators that he and his uncle had gotten to a Little Caesars Saturday and found the gun while he was waiting for Spence to come back. Spence is accused of driving his nephew straight to his grandparents' home, claiming his injuries were from slamming his hand in the door. The boy was eventually brought to the hospital, and Spence was charged with culpable negligence yesterday. Yeah, I mean, you just can't leave guns unguarded around kids.
You're absolutely right. Coming a little bit closer to home here, Pensacola lifeguards have gone high tech. Beachgoers can now receive alerts about surf and beach conditions. They've needed this for quite a while. The lifeguards launching the, it's a long name here, you ready? Pensacola Beach Surfing Warning Flag Text Alert Notification System.
Wow.
That's a mouthful. Beach officials confirm the system is now operational. You'll want to sign up to get these alerts. And if you're a regular goer out to the island, here it is. Text PB, like Pensacola Beach, right, flags to 888-777. 888-777, and then you'll start getting all those alerts, and whether the surf's up, riptide and rip current conditions, and whatever it might be happening on the beach, you're going to learn about it at that long name I just told you about, the Pensacola Beach Surfing Warning Flag Text Alert Notification System.
All righty. 4:30 here. Fox News break coming up in just about 25 seconds. When we return, we'll give you a bit of a sports rundown, because, Chris, there's actually a lot to talk about here. We had some of the college football awards this weekend, most notably the Heisman. There was kind of some controversy with that. And we had a pretty eventful NFL weekend as well. I know the NFL postseason continuing to take shape with my own Pittsburgh Steelers clinching a playoff spot despite getting beat up by the Eagles. How about that?
Okay, and Pensacola Sports has extended their soccer agreement. We'll talk about that.
Fox News, I'm Tom Bergotti. Police in Madison, Wisconsin respond to a deadly shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says the
they still haven't established a motive.
Our detectives are working hard in the investigative process to find out as many answers as we can.
Barnes says the suspect is among the three fatalities. The AP reports the shooter is a 17-year-old girl. Two injured students are in critical condition. The Pentagon responded to more outcry over the lack of information regarding mysterious drone sightings across the country. Fox's Jennifer Griffin has more.
Pentagon officials said these are not U.S. military drones, and there are limits to what the Pentagon can do legally unless the drones pose a threat. The Pentagon says 100 of these drone sightings are deemed credible enough to look into.
A Pentagon spokesperson adds they don't have any evidence that the drones have malicious intent. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Bitcoin rallying to a new all-time high as investors await expected interest rate cuts by the Federal Reserve later this week. The price of Bitcoin hit a new record just shy of $106,500, according to CNBC. On Wall Street after the close, stocks were mixed. The Dow fell 110 points, the S&P 500 gained nearly 23, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq set a fresh record up 247. You may see a difference when buying your favorite treat, but the price of chocolate is going up as March cocoa contracts climbed 4.8% to an all-time high yesterday. Bloomberg reports traders are adjusting to renewed concern over cocoa bean supplies that have been compounded by industry problems. U.S. crude oil futures for January delivery falling at one point more than 1% today to under $71 a barrel to $70.57. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Looking back, I guess it was a good thing that A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts were able to air their grievances this past week before a regular season game against the Steelers. And as we've seen during the Eagles' 10-game win streak, sometimes A.J. will be the main focal point, and in other weeks it will be Saquon Barkley. Either way, Jalen Hurts has to manage it all. As long as the Eagles keep winning, A.J. should stop his nonsense, because the only thing that can prevent Philly from winning at all are selfish players. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Monday Night Report absolutely free on recorded message line. 1-800-244-5506. Chicago at Minnesota. With promising young players at quarterback and wide receiver, Chicago has the potential to make explosive plays in the air. Minnesota possesses a high-powered offense that can exploit mismatches and score quickly. Tonight is going to be a monster game. I've got the side and total. That's two big plays. John Anthony has you covered. Call now, 1-800-244-5506. Call 1-800-244-5506. You want the information? I've got it. Chicago, Minnesota, side and total. I love to go 2-0. Get the rest of the season free. 1-800-244-5506. That's 1-800-244-5506. Or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio-dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Hi, I'm Chad Piku with Affiliated Insurance. Are you missing out? 9 million people are now eligible for low-cost health insurance. For some, much lower. 4 out of 5 people pay $10 or less a month. Didn't qualify for assistance in the past year? You may now. Some people even qualify for plans as low as $0 a month. Why not you? Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in tomorrow at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Hill Kelly Dodge wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Joe with Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical wishing you a very comfortable holiday season.
This is Barry Cole at Beret Jewelers wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, everybody. This is Sonia Duguid with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola and now in Pace. And we just want to wish you a very happy holiday. And we're just thinking of all of you. Bye. Happy holidays.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. It was another tough road trip for the Ice Flyers this past weekend. Pensacola was swept by Quad City. First game, it was 5. This is Friday night's game, 5-1. Saturday's game, it was 5-0. The next time we will see the good guys on home ice is this weekend, Friday and Saturday, against Huntsville. Puck drops 7:05 in the Bay Center. So let's hope they get back on the winning ways. On the ice this weekend coming up.
Hopefully. And, you know, Chris, I don't know where you stand on this because I don't think we ever talked about it. The Heisman. So the four finalists were Ashton Jeanty, Boise State running back, Travis Hunter, two-way athlete out of Colorado, and then you had, of course, Cam Ward for Miami and Dylan Gabriel for Oregon, two quarterbacks there that no one really thought had a chance. Travis Hunter got it. Do you think that was fair? Are you indifferent?
Have no idea.
I think it was fair, but I thought Jeanty was going to get it. My vote would have gone to Jeanty. But, you know, Travis Hunter, he's a very talented athlete, and he's your winner for the 2024 Heisman nonetheless. He received the award Saturday night in New York and was recognized as the best college football player in the 2024 season. Of course, as I said, two-way athlete, playing both cornerback and wide receiver, which are very difficult positions to play on their own. And as I said, he beat out that Boise State running back, Ashton Jeanty, who rushed for, around 2,500 yards this year, along with quarterback finalists Cameron Ward and Dylan Gabriel.
And what team did he play for?
The Colorado Buffaloes.
Okay.
Dion coaching him good.
But do you think when in the situation like that, the poor guy from Boise State does not have a TV market like the guy does in Denver?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Come on. I mean, it's more people know who this person is because of name association, because of visibility, because of visual hits.
Yeah, people were arguing that it could have been a popularity contest, but Ashton Jeanty was pretty popular. I think it was just a matter of, man, they both had great arguments, but I think if you were to give Ashton Jeanty too much love for his team doing better, more credit would go to the team than the individual. Not only that, but Travis Hunter is just doing something that is also rarely seen, playing on both sides of the ball. And as I said, they're such difficult positions. It's not like you're playing on both sides of the line. You're playing wide receiver and corner. That's brutal.
It really is. I was mentioning the Ice Flyers a second ago.
Yeah.
And I failed to mention, because I made a note of this, is it mentioned this along with this story, and dadgummit, what do? I go right over it. I want you to get ready for the Ice Flyers Ugly Sweater Night. Comes up Saturday. See, this is the whole thing I wanted to talk about, was these darn sweaters. I got a chance to see them in person. I was doing, believe it or not, and I didn't do a very good job of it, Christmas shopping on Sunday. Went to the mall, stayed a couple hours, left. But I got a chance to see the kiosk that the Ice Flyers have in the mall.
Right.
It's kind of close to Starbucks in that end of the mall. And I got a chance to see the ugly sweaters.
How were they?
Sweater jerseys, I guess I should call. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And there was a lot of business. A lot of folks were buying them up. you'll be able to see them on Saturday as the good guys hit the ice wearing those designed ugly sweater jerseys. So that will be, they'll be playing Huntsville again on Saturday. Also, in December, the Ice Flyers have a youth jersey giveaway night. That happens the night after Christmas on the 26th and Military Appreciation Night on the 28th. Of course, puck drops 7:05 for all home games in the Bay Center. But I think coming up this December, it's going to be a little more attractive on the ice with those sweaters. Yep. I should say sweater jerseys. I got to get in the habit of it because they're not sweaters. They are sweater jerseys.
Right. Officially, yes. Yeah, sweater jerseys.
Absolutely.
And the NFL's Week 15 wrapping up tonight with a Monday Night Football doubleheader. First game of the night, we'll see two NFC North rivals battle it out, the Vikings hosting the Chicago Bears. You can actually catch that game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, official kickoff set for 7. And the second game of the night will feature the Falcons visiting the Raiders. Kickoff for that game scheduled at 7:30.
Okay, I didn't have a chance to speak to my friend Ray Palmer, of course, from Pensacola Sports. A big kudo, congratulations, and a hee-haw salute goes out to the folks over at Sports. They did a masterful thing here. They put together a pretty nice deal with the Southeastern Conference. They've renewed an agreement to keep the SEC Women's Soccer Tournament in Pensacola through 2026 with options to 2029. Ray was quoted in this thing, and he says the new contract includes an option to extend the partnership and potentially secure the city as the tournament's host for many, many years to come.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We love and we support that event. It's a great event. And now the NAIA ladies were in town recently over in Alabama. They were over in Gulf Shores doing their thing over there. So a lot of women's soccer events coming around. And News Radio 92.3, we're all over them.
And the Milwaukee Bucks and Oklahoma City Thunder duking it out tomorrow night in Las Vegas for the second ever NBA Cup. Both teams punched their tickets to the big game on Saturday. The Bucks entered the game only 14-11 on the season. So the regular season hasn't been so hot, but I guess they're winning the games that matter. Meanwhile, the Oklahoma City Thunder 20-5. They hold the top spot in the Western Conference standings today.
Okay, a little local information to pass along. Pensacola lifeguards have gone high-tech. By the way, you can read this story on News Radio 92.3 website or on our app. I just punched the alert button on this one. Beachgoers can now receive alerts about surf and beach conditions. They've needed this for so long. I mean, for so long. Lifeguards launching the Pensacola Beach Surfing Warning Flag Text Alert Notification System. We just told you about this a second ago, but I got a text that said they wanted some more information. The best information I have for you is to just sign up for the alerts. PB Flags. That'll do it, 888-777.
All righty. 4:43 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price here with you. Chris, let me ask you something. We've touched on it several times before. You've been around, haven't you?
A little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. You've been to just about every region in the U.S. Well, just in your experience, this is a safe space.
Oh, good.
Who would you say are the worst drivers statewide?
Washington State.
Washington State,
no,
really?
No, hands down. Oh, my gosh. I used to check my insurance policy before I drove it. I could, you know, I lived up in the Northwest.
Right.
And I used to cringe when I had to go to Seattle. Oh, my Lord. Because right where you get next to this, it's on the 5 freeway.
Right
next to the SeaTac Airport when you're driving north into Seattle, that's where all hell breaks loose for some reason. It's like bumper cars. No, Washington State.
All righty. Well, you know, close enough, because the answer I was looking for was California. According to a survey here, has some of the worst drivers in the U.S. 55 incidents, like accidents and DUIs, for every 1,000 drivers. Massachusetts has the highest rate, just over 61 incidents. And Arkansas has the best drivers at just about 15. According to an annual report by Lending Tree, other states with good drivers include Michigan, Vermont, Kentucky, and Oklahoma.
Listen, I love Washington State. The drivers, it's the problem I have with Washington State. So back off my text line.
Nobody get upset with us. We're just sharing our experiences
here. Telling you. Oh, good. Hey, do you have that list by the chance? Where did Washington State come in? Does it show it?
It doesn't. It just shows like the best and worst.
Okay.
But I'll see if Washington State is like a middle ground.
I would kind of like to know how out of whack I really am on my selection there. One Democratic mayor. And you know this is coming from Windy City of Chicago, says he doesn't want to work with the Trump administration on handling migrants. Pretty adamant about this. Garrett Tenney has more from Chicago.
So far, unlike some other Sanctuary City officials, Mayor Brandon Johnson is refusing to work with the Trump administration to remove criminals who are here illegally.
I take his threat seriously, but I can tell you this one thing for sure. I'm going to stand up and protect the people of this city, and we're going to invest in the people of this city.
The mayor, whose approval rating is in the teens, is certainly bringing people together. His own residents continue to blast him for the nearly $600 million the city has spent on migrants and for the tens of millions of dollars more he's now trying to spend in a new budget that so far the city council is refusing to pass.
Let me tell you, the pressers I've been watching on this guy, I mean, the residents of Chicago are lined up around the block to get in at this guy, just to let him know how screwed up he is.
Let him have it.
Well, they're saying, listen, there's a big housing development, and it's Green something or another that I used to go by in Chicago, and poor people, very low income, they don't have the luxuries that a lot of us share and just overlook.
Right.
But they will tell you, they're tired of paying taxes all of their lives, and then somebody from another country comes in and they get more benefits and they get everything.
That's true.
That's what they're going at this mayor about. Substantiate your claims to support these people. Go ahead, substantiate them. Put them on paper. They're forcing this guy up against the wall, and it's just a matter of days before, and I believe he will break.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Let me just put it like that. Yes. But we'll report it. We'll report it for you fair and balanced on News Radio 92.3.
Something else that we always report fair and balanced is traffic and weather, since we were just talking about drivers earlier, just past 4:45. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups developing on Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. And also have a little bit on Highway 90. Still, if you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard towards Glover Lane, got some heavy congestion there. Same with if you're traveling westbound on 90 coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 70 degrees, low of 56 tonight with some patchy fog. Tuesday, very similar, high of 74, low of 58 with fog that evening as well.
Did you know what today was supposed to be?
What?
It was a very, very interesting day. The operative word here was supposed to
yes.
be. Okay, that's not one word, but
let's go I get three. You. Let's operative go
three,
words.
Three words with that one. Hunter Biden was going to be sentenced today on tax evasion charges, but of course, you know, Dad, pardon Hunter. So that did not happen, but Jessica Rosenthal throws in her two cents worth.
The sentencing for failing to pay and file taxes over 4 years from 2016 to 2019 was supposed to happen today. Hunter Biden could have possibly faced 17 years in prison. He was looking at possibly 25 years in prison for the gun charge. He'd been accused of lying on an ATF form about using drugs when he purchased a weapon in Delaware. Hunter pled guilty this past September in Los Angeles to 9 federal tax charges for falsifying records and failing to file returns while he was using and addicted to drugs. But attorneys filed paperwork in both matters stating that hearings are moot as President Biden has pardoned his son. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Alrighty, just about 4:49 here. As we often do, getting you your stock numbers this time every hour. Wall Street closing mix to start the final full trading week of the year. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 110 points to 43,717. S&P 500 rose 22 points to 60.74. And the NASDAQ climbed 247 points to 21.73.
I know sometimes you probably get a little irritated at all the list, the year-end list. This is the way it was when 2024, and these are the way the cities fall in this thing.
Right.
I got another list for you.
All right. You're like, hey, you remember that? Well, I don't care.
This one is kind of interesting because I just want to, and I'll tell you about it in a second. Two Florida cities made it into the list of the top 10 cities in the U.S. that are the best options for a safe and exciting New Year's Eve. Ready for the list?
Yes.
Starting at number one. Why don't we do no? Let's start at 10 and work our way one.
Okay.
Number 10, Seattle, Washington. Number 9, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You got a Pittsburgh Steelers shirt on today.
Indeed, I do.
Number 8, San Francisco. Number 7, Miami. Number 6, Atlanta. Number 5, Chicago. Number 4, Las Vegas. Number 3, San Diego. Number 2, Orlando. And number 1 is New York City. Orlando and New York flipped this year. It was Orlando last year in New York. They kind of flipped this thing. But here's the point I make. In years past, I would say in the 1990s to 2000s, on a list like this, you would always see the city of New Orleans in that top 10 list.
Really?
That city's become so dangerous. And I say this as New Orleanian speaking here. you're not going to see that on this, because it's not a safe city at this point. So
wow,
that's the list. And I just wanted to point that out, because if you go back and look at those lists 20 years ago, you're going to see New Orleans ranked. They used to do all of the New Year's shows, the TV shows, from the dropping of the ball at the old Falstaff Brewery, and that, you know, down on the river. Doesn't happen anymore. Just does not happen anymore.
Well, that's upsetting.
If you go to New Orleans, just be careful. That's my word sheet. Be careful.
That's our theme as we go to our final break. When we return, Walt Disney World suing over how much it had to pay in Central Florida taxes. Uh-oh, speaking of Orlando, we got details on that and more coming up shortly.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If a new Volkswagen is on your holiday wish list, there's no better time than now to sign and drive a new VW home for the holidays. Yep, the Sign and Drive event at Peakmore Imports offers you the 2025 Atlas and 2025 Atlas Cross Sport, both available for a 36-month lease with zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment. It's as easy as signing your name and making room under your tree or your driveway. Plus, the 2024 Tiguan and Taos crossovers are also available to sign and drive home for the holidays. And the 2024 VW Jetta SEL is now discounted a full $3,000, bringing its sale price to a low $28,451. The holidays are here, and the Peakmore Imports family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sign and drive is for a 36-month lease for qualified customers through PCI. Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. No security deposit. Example lease for a 2024 Tiguan S is $379 a month for 36 months. Discounts on Jetta before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Offers valid to January 2nd, 2025.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and the boss, Bruce Springsteen. And can you turn that up just a little bit right there? Go ahead, hit it up. Hit it up some. Go ahead. You hear that sax?
Yes.
That's Clarence blowing the horn. Clarence Clemens has passed away. He was a member of the E Street Band for many, many years. Mm. But when they record, that's Clarence blowing that horn, doing it very nicely.
Blowing the piece of brass.
Absolutely. He was an amazing sax player.
I can tell.
Just amazing. Maybe a trend's coming to an end here. And what I'm talking about, General Motors robo taxi unit crews is no more. Remember, everybody was getting into the no driver type thing. Well,
right.
GM's having some second thoughts. Jeff Manasso tells us why.
Despite massive investments into Cruise, self-driving robo-taxis, GM now folding the troubled company that was once considered an industry leader and way ahead of the competition. This after GM pumped $10 billion into it and launched commercial operations last year. The same year, the self-driving robo-taxis were banned in California after one hit and dragged a pedestrian. GM's exit opens the market to Google's Waymo, the only company that runs robo-taxis in the U.S. Amazon's Zoox robo-taxi plans to test locations in the U.S. soon. And Tesla CEO Elon Musk recently unveiled a robo-taxi called CyberCab, set to be produced in 2026. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Alrighty, 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Main problems that we're looking at right now is on Highway 90. If you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, heading into downtown Milton, got some issues there. Same if you're traveling eastbound on 90, passing Avalon Boulevard. Outside of that, your worst looking spot is probably going to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing through the Windhaven Beach area. As for the weather, sitting at around 70 degrees with a low of 56 tonight with some patchy fog throughout the night. Tuesday going to be very similar. Sunny during the day, high of 74, but low of 58 tomorrow night with patchy fog there as well.
4:56 News Radio 92.3. I want you to put this in the back of your mind. Think about the song, The 12 Days of Christmas. The 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah.
Remember that song. Keep that going in your head here as I do this story for you, because it's a very interesting story. A list of animals hit by airplanes in Florida reads like a tragic version of The 12 Days of Christmas. That's what I wanted to get you,
Right.
So get that going here. 5 possums, 4 iguanas, 3 turtles, 2 alligators, and a coyote on a runway that luckily missed meeting a 737.
Doesn't have the same ring.
Yeah, it doesn't. Well, it would help if I could sing too, last year, Florida plane strikes reached the highest number in the FAA database's history. Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
1,717 reports. So far this year's count, already 833.
My goodness. Those animals need to get out of the way.
They're having a lot of problems with alligators in South Florida. I mean, this by getting on the roads and getting right. Places they shouldn't. They're going, wait a minute. alligators are endangered over in Louisiana. And I know when we would be doing a show over there and we have the traffic people on, and they go, oh, wait a minute. The I-10 freeway is shut down between Canal and blah, blah, because an alligator's crossing the freeway. You got to stop. And so you have to stop and wait for it to cross the street.
Yeah, I mean, well, and you'll hear that about some animals, but gators. That's a southerner's game. Mentioned this before the break.
Loving every minute of it.
Walt Disney World is suing over how much it had to pay in Central Florida taxes. Bless their hearts. The company filed more than a dozen lawsuits against Orange County property appraiser Amy Mercado late last week, accusing her of inflating the value of its properties for the 2024 tax year. The alleged impacts were directed at Disney's Orlando area theme parks and hotels, which caused the company to pay nearly $100 million in taxes.
Dropping a bucket for them.
Yeah.
Just a drop. Did you ever watch Gilmore Girls?
I've heard of it, but no.
No, I didn't either. But I had heard of it. Well, if you're a big fan of Gilmore Girls, I'm just wondering if anybody out there has really heard of this show. I think it was pretty popular back in its days.
I think so.
Texas, 850-437-1620. I just want to know. Anyway, if you're a fan of the show, well, you have another streaming option since the show kind of went away. Fox's Tanya Powers has the story.
The Gilmore Girls has come to Hulu, complete with a holiday episodes collection on the landing page. All 153 episodes are available to stream on Hulu, and it still remains on Netflix as well. The show aired its final episode in 2007, but it remains popular on Netflix. Fans who have yearned to return to Stars Hollow recently got a mini reunion with the new Walmart commercial starring Lauren Graham and Scott Patterson in their roles as Luke and Lorelai, complete with a cameo from Sean Gunn as Kirk. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Doesn't that make you just feel totally out of it?
Well, I didn't know Gilmore Girls was that recent of a show. I thought it was older than that.
2007.
Yeah, was when
that's,
it ended.
And this is 24. That was 17 years ago.
I know, but I thought it was like pre-2000.
Almost 2 decades ago.
I know, that's insane, isn't it? That's insane for me at my age.
I'm wondering, who was the principal star of that show?
And
he or she, are they big now? And there was obviously a Luke and something or another. I thought they were talking about
General Hospital.
Yeah, exactly what I was thinking about. Did they get their stars confused on this one? Well, maybe we'll find out the story behind the Gilmore Girls. We'll wait anxiously for a texture this hour.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.